Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lots to talk about. Wild card chase, division chase, and who better to discuss that with than Brian Anderson, Brewers TV voice, who you can see every night on Fox Sports Wisconsin. BA, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Great to be here. I would have been happy to record an intro for you, Kevin.
Oh, yeah?
Matter of fact, I think I'll do it right now, and then you can, for the rest of your show, I can play it. So, here's Kevin Holden. There you go.
Joe had that.
Just replace that with Bill Michaels, and then you don't have to go through that whole thing over every time.
Where it's like, here's Bill Michaels. Nope, not Bill Michaels.
That's a curveball. I mean, if I'd have known. No, just kidding. I'm glad to be with you, Kevin. It's always a pleasure. Always love seeing you at Miller Park. Always enjoy your work.
Thank you.
On the local sports.
Appreciate that. And you know, we get a chance on Sundays. We'll kind of cross paths, you know, when the game's on Telemundo. And it's one thing when you're doing that in August and September and you've got a team that's you know, kind of playing a string out or doesn't have a whole lot to play for. But the atmosphere for us in the press box and in the stands in this last couple of months leading into the playoffs, this is just fun, isn't it?
It is, and that's what's great about a pennant race. And there's the ups and the downs, and the Brewers experienced one a down yesterday. So you kind of ride that wave, and that's kind of what's fun about it. It's, you know, if it wasn't excruciating, it wouldn't be thrilling either. So you get all the emotions, and the best thing about baseball, unlike football and the NBA and most other sports, is you don't have to sit on it for a few days, or in football's case, a week. You turn it around and you play the next day. So, you know, the Brewers weren't going to win, unlikely. They were going to win their last 11 games of the season. So you figure there'd be a loss or two mixed in there somewhere. But now, you know, you're at the point now where, you know, as a fan, you're just like, man, come on, don't go into a losing streak. You know, they happen throughout the season. They're scary. Every team goes through them. The Dodgers just went through one. They couldn't beat the Reds. You know, they got swept by the Reds. But it can turn fast, and that's kind of what you're trying to avoid right now, because the Brewers are in great shape to be in the wild card game. Just, you know, they have to take care of business. If they win series the rest of the way out, they'll be in lock to make it. I just think there's too much parity right now. I don't think any of the teams are going to run the tables the rest of the way. But they're in good shape, man. They put themselves in great position to make it back to the postseason for the first time in 7 years, and it's a thrilling time to be a Brewer fan, and it's a thrilling time to be a Wisconsin sports fan.
And one of the biggest reasons on the Brewers' side of things why it's been such an exciting time this year is Christian Yelich and everything that he has done for this team. I mean, when the MVP chants come from the stands, that's a meaningful thing. This is a guy who has brought his game just absolutely to the forefront. And one moment in particular that stands out to me Monday night when he hit for the cycle for the second time. He steps up in the sixth inning. He's had a single. He's had a double. He's had a home run. And the triple is the hardest of the bunch, but there's this thought, and I'm curious if you felt the same way about this. There's this thought that he needs a triple. There's a chance this guy actually gets this, and of course he did.
Well, and that's where his skills are on display, right? So he's a four-tool player. You know, he does not have a great throwing arm, although he has thrown some runners out, and he's accurate with his arm, but he doesn't have that plus tool on the throwing arm. But the other four tools are off the charts for him. You know, he hits for average, he hits for power, and he's flexing his muscles more this year than ever. The ballpark has a lot to do with that. But, you know, he's a great runner. And so because he has great speed, he's going to be able – his odds of the triple are a lot greater than most. So you see the guys with cycles. They're typically guys who can run a little bit. Not always, but typically – they certainly give themselves chances, and he's a great hitter. So to have four hits in a game is an accomplishment in a major league game, a major accomplishment. But to do the four for the cycle, it's a bit of an anomaly. There have been random players who have hit for the cycle. There have been Hall of Fame players who have hit for the cycle. It doesn't define your career, but you have to have a certain skill set to do it. And, you know, it's more rare than a no-hitter to at least multiple no-hitters to do the cycle twice in the same season. There's only been three in the modern era. There's been five multiple no-hitters in the same season in the modern era. So that's kind of the rarity part of it. And that's the beauty of baseball, I think, is that, you know, you come to the ballpark. If you were among the 33,000 in the ballpark on Monday, you got to witness history. And, you know, that's cool. I think that's really a cool thing to be able to experience. It's been happening a lot this year, and Yelich and Kane, I don't want to discount Kane from the discussion either, but those two guys have just been more than anybody expected, and the expectations were really high to start with.
Brian Anderson, Brewers TV voice from Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. BA, the announcement yesterday of the Brewers' new affiliation for AAA made me think of you, because before you were here, you were in San Antonio. You have, probably of anybody in this area, you have the best view or the most extended view of the team, the ballpark, the city that the Brewers are linking up with now in San Antonio. What do you think of the move to AAA to San Antonio?
Yeah, I'm definitely a San Antonio expert, and part of that it brings a little trauma, because I spent 9 years in the minor leagues. I couldn't get out of the minor leagues. But I loved my time there. I loved, at that time. So, first of all, this is the first year San Antonio goes back to AAA. They used to be a AAA ball club way back 50 years ago. But for the most part, they've been a AA team in the Texas League. And when I was there, it was a AA team. So the reason this has come about is San Antonio is moving up to the AAA ranks. When you do that, one team has to leave the AAA ranks. And typically when that happens, it's a complicated game, but the same guy who owns Colorado Springs also owns San Antonio. So that was, as they start to line up their chairs, their musical chairs, he's going to drop the Colorado Springs franchise down into the low A and then just transfer his AAA franchise, which he technically owns. And he just transfers it to a city. So that's part of the picture in development and player development. You need a city. And I saw a lot of comments on Twitter, and I've heard a lot of people say, you know, welcome San Antonio to the Brewers family. It's actually the opposite. The city, the minor league city, is the free agent in this picture. And the ball clubs are the ones who are, you know, trying to prove that they belong there. And so the team chooses, and San Antonio chose the Brewers to be their AAA, to be their Major League parent club for their AAA ball club. So, first of all, thank you, San Antonio, and Burley Darborough, who runs that organization. He was my boss when I was there. It's a fantastic opportunity. The ballpark is an older park. It opened in 94. It's called Wolf Stadium, Nelson Wolf Stadium, the former mayor of San Antonio, and it is a pitcher's park. It is the complete opposite of what we saw in Colorado Springs. So the wind blows in there, right off I-90. The wind blows in about 20 miles an hour every game. It is a great place to pitch and develop pitchers, and I think that's a really important piece on the development side. As far as the city goes, it's a big league city, very similar to Milwaukee in its status. You know, it kind of plays a little brother to the bigger cities like Chicago, and for San Antonio it'd be like Houston and Austin. But San Antonio is a great city. The Spurs are there. I worked for the Spurs for years. The Riverwalk is awesome. They have great golf courses. It's a fantastic vacation destination. If you're a diehard Brewers baseball fan and you want to get out of the cold in April and May and you want to go see the sights and have some fun and play some golf and maybe, you know, go on a fishing excursion and have some warm weather, San Antonio is a great spot, and then you can go see the minor league facility. But they're planning on a new stadium there. It's probably going to be a couple of years. They're trying to get a downtown stadium voted and passed. So this PDC player development contract lasts 2 years. So hopefully this is a long-term option. You know, this will be a feel-out period between the organization in San Antonio and the organization in Milwaukee. And hopefully it's a match and everybody's happy with one another. And, of course, I'm going to do all I can to make sure that it's a viable option because, honestly, it's an A-plus organization and it's a great place to develop pitchers. And I think that's probably the most important part of it from the Brewers side and Brewers fans is you're not going to have to deal with Colorado Springs anymore, and which can just be a nightmare for pitchers and to try to develop pitchers and confidence of pitchers and all of that. Please, a total home run on my end.
Please tell me that they're keeping Balapeno the mascot, though.
Yeah, well, there's two of them. So Balapeno is, yeah, he was kind of the later version. The original one was the Puffy Taco, and that was the one. It was a restaurant there in San Antonio called Henry's Puffy Taco, and that's kind of the famous mascot. He's it's an actual man inside a taco shell, and he's got lettuce in front and the little tomato hat, and he runs around and the kids tackle him, and the Puffy Taco has been like you know, an icon down there in San Antonio. And then Balapeno came a little later in the early 2000s, but he's a fan favorite as well. They do a lot of cool stuff, man. They're funny. They're a really fun organization. They do a lot of cool cultural Hispanic heritage elements and functions in San Antonio, and it's a blast. I mean, it's like a party. It's kind of trending more towards like Caribbean baseball, especially on particular nights. And so if you ever have a chance to go down there, I would highly recommend it.
Brian Anderson, Brewers TV voice from Fox Sports Wisconsin. I know we lose you when October comes around, but I'm really looking forward to these last 10 games, you and Rock, and you know, at least, you know, getting the chance to hear and, you know, fingers crossed that that clinching call will come. If it's this weekend, if it's next week, then we'll get to hear it. And that's the audio that's to me. You don't have to introduce me. If you just get that clinching call, that'll do it.
Well, that'd be great. You know, I've been lucky to be a part of two of those in 2008 and 2011. And to work for a local team, which is really important to me. I feel extremely loyal to the Brewers and love working here and being a part of the organization as long as they'll have me. That is, of course, what we as broadcasters all dream about and prepare for and hope happens, you know, on our watch. And then we hope not to screw it up, you know. But it's a really exciting time. And I will go on and do the playoffs. We're in the American League this year for TBS, so I'll be – I won't get a chance if the Brewers do make it in. I won't get a chance to call Brewers games or be with the Brewers in the postseason. But, you know, I'll be watching for sure. And if I have to do a Brewers game, you stay neutral. But when the game is over, I'm always wanting the Brewers to win and be a part of the winning experience here in San Antonio or in Milwaukee. So I hope that happens.
I got you caught in the
slip.
Got you caught in the San Antonio thing right there. That's funny. B.A., thanks for joining us, man. Great insights. See you at the ballpark today. Here's hoping a series win happens tonight.
All right, Kevin. Thanks, man. Don't forget that intro now. That's for free. You don't have to. I'm not going to send an invoice, so.
Oh, that's that's even better.
That was a courtesy.
You know, if you do one for free, though, they might ask for like 20 or 30. You know how that goes.
I have an agent for that. So, you know, the person's free. The next one's 15 grand.
Perfect. That's a good structure. B.A., thanks a lot, man.
All right, Kevin. See you, bud.
Brian Anderson, Brewers TV voice from Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.